Hi everyone, this is Dr. Deb Zucker of Vital Medicine, and welcome to my evening teleseminar on true health, consciously inhabiting ourselves. So in the spirit of that, let's start with a bit of a grounding and presencing meditation. So simply starting with inviting yourself home into your body, allowing your awareness to embrace the wholeness of who you are, feeling your physicality, the weight of your body, all of the subtle sensations arising as life is pulsing through you, through this physical form. Feeling the miracle of your breath, that sense almost of being breathed. Feeling the beat of your heart. And the sense of the ways in which your thoughts and your emotions are intersecting with this physical being that you are. And leaning back further into yourself, acknowledging, sensing, knowing the part of you that's witnessing all of it, the part of you that's connected with your wholeness, that's connected with your innate vitality and life energy, that connects you with all of life. And inviting in this moment a greater intention or awareness that you're bringing to this call tonight. Inviting in a sense of your capacity to prioritize and give the gift of allowing yourself to really be present for what may emerge in this conversation tonight as we touch into true health. Really, the core, the essence of these lives that we're living, and choosing to set aside all the multitasking or the ways in which we can distract ourselves from really feeling and being in the fullness of ourselves, of life, of accepting all of who we are. So that really represents actually the topic that we're exploring tonight, true health, consciously inhabiting ourselves. For me, what I was just touching into a bit in that guided meditation is really coming more and more to the forefront, where I'm just feeling like it's time to shift the conversation around health. And increasingly, I'm feeling how crazy it all is. Just, it's probably a testament to the ongoing living experiment I'm in, you know, in my own life and my own being around health. But, you know, when I'm in conversations with people and I hear how, you know, both conventionally as well as in the holistic medical world, just how we're still speaking and thinking about health or the healthcare system or medicine. And just, I increasingly just feel this questioning of just, what are we really talking about here, and where's our focus going? You know, here's a little taste of it as I see it, of what's going on and sort of why it all feels so crazy to me. So there's a sense of most of us really feeling confused about what's true and what's not when it comes to being healthy. Now, there's a different theory that's coming out all the time, and we ride the waves of it, encouraged to keep updating our long lists of shoulds and rights and wrongs, and we get spun around and confused, and we go from one health specialist to the next, not really knowing who or what to believe. And this leads us to ending up in a relationship with ourselves and with health in which we can feel really disempowered from being our own experts, in which we watch ourselves, or maybe we don't even watch ourselves, in patterns of avoidance or self-sabotage, or, you know, we're constantly navigating these long mental lists of what we should or shouldn't be doing, trying to manage ourselves or even kind of overcome ourselves in an effort to be healthy. And this is how we're all relating to health. We're living in kind of a constant, subtle conflict, as if true health is something that's always out of reach. And with this, we come to feel a lot of shame and self-judgment. And this is what the territory of health has become. And it's really not healthy. And so just as I'm sitting with it all, just it really is crazy making. And yet this is what most of us know. And through my own personal health journey and how that's led me into this living experiment, this ongoing living experiment, I have been seeing how I've been coming more alive. I've been thriving more. I've been feeling more ease and greater vitality. And when I look at what's been truly engendering that shift in myself, I can see that it comes from living in different questions. It comes from holding different principles as guidance outside of the conversations being held within the healthcare paradigm that I just kind of described a bit. And so what I've come to see is that true health is really born from coming into a direct conscious relationship with our own embodiment, with owning and embracing and feeling and sensing more of our wholeness, with living from the place of connection to our innate vitality and aliveness, and having that be our guide in life. I'm going to repeat that. So actually having our innate vitality and aliveness be our guide in life. And so where does this lead us? You know, how does this lead us to true health? What is it to actually consciously inhabit ourselves, to actually be in a conscious relationship with our own embodiment? So with this, you know, when we consciously inhabit ourselves, we come to see that our entire life journey, everything we're living and experiencing, is actually an expression of our health. Our health is life shining through us. We come to embody the truest expression of ourselves. We move through life connected with our very essence and allow that to ripple out to every aspect of our being, every aspect of who we each are. And with that shift, that's what brings a sense of ease and alignment and aliveness at a deep level, regardless of what diagnoses we may be navigating, regardless of what conventional healthcare may be telling us. Because we know ourselves intimately and we're aware of what truly nourishes us, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and at that soul intuitive level, we're confident in our ability to shift our state of experience when what we're doing does not move us towards vitality or greater life expression. We feel at home in ourselves. We're self-aware, confident, empowered to take charge of our own experience in life, which is ultimately our health journey. When we're awake to ourselves in these ways, It engenders a spirit of gentleness, of nurturing compassion, and of love of ourselves. We come to trust our own inner wisdom, and we're able to relax into a relationship with ourselves that's more straight up and honest. We come to feel empowered to be our own experts. We feel empowered to take charge, to seek out the support we need when we need it. And we have the discernment to confidently filter, to confidently learn from new perspectives, while also staying attuned to our own inner awareness and experience. So what I'm speaking about here is really that ultimately we are awake to the sacred gift of our conscious embodiment, and we come to live, to actually serve our innate life energy. And when we do that, we see that this service of our innate life energy is actually the greatest service that we're here to offer to all. Because from this awakened ground of health, we're truly able to show up and nurture and support not only ourselves, but our awareness expands to the healing of our collective future, of our communities, our societies, culture, planet. And we all have that choice. This is the shift of conversation that I alluded to before. We all have the choice to be here, to really be consciously inhabiting ourselves, to be consciously inhabiting our communities, to consciously be inhabiting our role on this planet. And all of that is consciously inhabiting life. So what am I really meaning about what it would take to do this? Because it's one thing for me to describe this possibility and to, you know, share a bit that this has been my own living experiment that I've been in, you know, and then to describe what's possible here as a contrast to the ways in which most of us are relating with health, which tends to, even those of us that are more holistically minded, we tend to easily revert back to a very physicalistic orientation of what health is. And so for those of you who have heard me teach in other circumstances, you may have already heard a bit about the 12 principles or ingredients that I've been coming to see that are vital for helping us to shift into this true health, this relationship with ourselves that truly encompasses all of who we are and that brings that state of ease and aliveness and alignment that I was speaking to before. So now I just want to take a little bit of time and just briefly outline, I'm not going to go in depth tonight, but briefly outline these 12 ingredients that I see that are necessary to make this shift. So it's 12 ingredients for transformation, you know, because this really is coming into a relationship, an experience, a lived experience of true health really is a transformative journey. It's a total shift of the ground of how we hold ourselves, our lives. It's not just a paradigm shift. It's a foundational shift in orientation of how we're relating with our own aliveness, with our own time here now in this body, on this planet. So the first ingredient is kind of where I started with the topic tonight. It's revealing our current health paradigm. So just emphasizing the importance that in order to transform, we actually need to come to know the territory that we have been inhabiting. We need to see it with clear eyes and honest discernment, because unless we do so, we won't be able to reveal the fragmentation in which we have been living. And unless we reveal the fragmentation, we're not going to be able to heal the disconnect. So we come to know the lenses we have been looking through by shifting our vantage point, and that actually allows us to transform and move into an entirely new orientation to ourselves. So we need to start where we're at. That's basically what this first one is all about. The second one I'm calling Awakening to Life. So really, it's what I was just speaking to before. It's being conscious and awake to the preciousness of life, of being in direct relationship with the incredible miracle and gift it is to be alive, conscious, and in a body. Recognizing that we're each a unique manifestation of vital life energy that infuses all of life. And yet we have our own particular consciousness inhabiting this particular physical being. And so awakening to life involves continuing on an ongoing basis to cultivate the capacity to live in this remembrance as we move through life, to continue to come back to the preciousness, the miracle, the here and now of what it is to be embodied consciously. The third ingredient is embracing responsibility. And for me, this goes hand in hand with awakening to life. So when we wake up to the gift of life, we actually recognize the inherent responsibility in being in conscious relationship with ourselves, because each of us is actually the only one responsible for this particular body and being that we are. And in order to truly embrace responsibility, we must actually confront our own mortality. We must confront how fleeting the nature of our own embodiment is, how fleeting our lives are. And so when we really open to that, feel that, know that, it brings a sense of lightness and generativity in the responsibility, because we're really just here serving life itself. So the fourth one is shining light on our shadows. And this one is, I mean, they're all absolutely crucial. I wouldn't have them on my list if I didn't believe that. This one is now shifting gears a bit from the last few. So this one is really about recognizing that in order to come home to ourselves, in order to really consciously inhabit and embody ourselves, we need to actually turn towards what we have not wanting to face within. So working with practitioners, with community, with loved ones, so that we can come to see what we haven't been seeing, to own what we have disowned in ourselves, to embrace our shame, reveal our fears, self-judgments, reveal all the conflicting voices within. Because our avoidance and self-sabotage patterns that we're all quite familiar with in relation to health and sort of this conventional way in which we've been relating to health, our avoidance and self-sabotage have their roots here. So as we learn to more compassionately embrace our complexity and our wholeness in these ways, it really opens the doorway for us to rest, relax more easily into all of who we are, which is so foundational to what it is to actually embody and live in true health. True health must include embracing, owning, being in, relaxing into all of who we are. And so shining light in our shadows is about bringing into the light parts of us that have not been embraced. The next one is knowing our wholeness. And this is a word that's tossed around a lot right now, you know, knowing our wholeness. And yet, oftentimes in even the holistic medical world or alternative paradigms that we're being exposed to, there's still kind of a sense of separation that can be there. Because, you know, by nature of our language, we list off mind, body, spirit, emotion, soul, you know. And I do it myself because I haven't really sorted out how to get beyond the language barrier in terms of that. But what I'm pointing to here is that our health is actually all of who we are. We are interconnected within ourselves, with each other, with the planet, with all of life. And so when we truly get this, when we can feel in that actually it's just a bunch of constructs when we say body, mind, emotion, spirit, it creates separation where there isn't any. when we can feel into and sense that it's all just expressions of our life energy, it's all just expressions of life, and that nothing is actually separate from anything else, our habitual way of relating with health in a physicalistic way falls away. And we can begin to listen with more discernment for the full spectrum of nourishment that our life energy is actually seeking in order to thrive. We can actually listen with more discernment around all the different subtle feedback we're receiving all the time around what it is that our life energy is asking for to help us to thrive, to help us to flourish, to help us to come more alive. And on that note, the next one is opening to intimate self-knowing. So each of us are actually the only one who is able to receive and heed the feedback that is continually coming from this particular body and being that we are. We alone have the choice. We always have the choice at any time. We can always choose to become deeply intimate, attuned, and sensitive to what our life energy is actually sharing with us all the time. And this opens us to understanding and honoring our uniqueness, to learn what truly nourishes us as a unique being on all levels, knowing that each of us is different, each of our needs are different. And so as we develop this intimate self-knowing, we actually come to discover how to inhabit ourselves more fully, because we're heeding, we're asking, we're understanding more what the feedback is that's coming. And we have the discernment and ability to give to ourselves what is being asked of us, what our life energy is informing us, what our body and being is telling us all the time. And that ties right in with the next one, which is becoming masters of ourselves. So not only can we learn to listen to and come to understand the feedback that's there, but we actually have the capacity to learn the skills to self-regulate, to realign and shift our state of being on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And this can be, you know, biofeedback training, somatic therapies, daily lifestyle choices, intuitive self-knowing. And when we practice and attain a depth of self-intimacy that I was speaking of before, and combine that with actually learning self-regulation skills, it moves us into a really empowered place to shift from looking outward for the answers. So that place of disempowerment that can happen for most of us in the current health paradigm that we find ourselves, to actually being able to look within, recognizing that we truly have the capability to bring ourselves into greater and greater alignment with greater presence and expression of what our unique contribution to life may be. And the next one goes right along with that, which is experimenting with playful curiosity. So when we free ourselves in awakening an attitude of playful curiosity and experimentation, we actually step out of that cycle of shoulds and rights and wrongs, and we get to just explore and play what it is to embody ourselves consciously. Sometimes, you know, we might need to experience a contraction in order to have an opening. Sometimes we need to run ourselves into the ground in order to learn to appreciate and support our life energy. Really being in that spirit of a student, a curious student. When we're experimenting, all of life becomes a playground, and we can experience the freedom we experience. Let me restate that. So the freedom that we experience is actually part of the healing. So again, showing this in contrast to what I was speaking to earlier in terms of more of the conventional orientation to health, in which we get so caught up in trying to manage ourselves or get everything right that we end up in an orientation to ourselves that's really contracted and full of self-judgment and shame and a sense of needing to really effort a lot to bring ourselves into a space of being healthy. But if we relax into just being playful and curious and experimental with the choices that we're making, it shifts the whole orientation of how we're holding ourselves into one that actually all by itself brings more health and vitality. So the ninth one is what I call feeling good. And this is where our internal feedback is ultimately what's self-supporting. And so what pops us out of all the externally created rules that we're surrounded by, all of the ideas and theories of what we are and aren't supposed to be doing that we constantly are trying to live up to, when we feel good, and I'm talking about feeling good at the level where we're conscious of how much more we're thriving, at home in ourselves, how much more alive and vital we feel. When we get that feedback, that kind of feel-good feedback, we actually get buy-in on all levels to continue to take care of ourselves in those ways. Really, what I'm talking about here is the wisdom of our life energy is actually given free rein. We actually surrender to the guidance of our life energy when we get the feedback that just makes us feel good at those deep, vital levels. And this ties in with the next one, which is discovering easeful discipline. So we know that ultimately it's our internal feedback that's going to be self-supporting. So when we feel good, we have that that internal buy-in to continue doing things that continue to help us to feel good. And yet, with any kind of growth or healing, we move through transitional periods in which there may be discomfort and disorientation. And so this is where the easeful discipline comes in. So how can we create loving structures of support, whether they be people, practitioners we hire, intentions, tools, programs that we sign up for, communities of support, to really hold ourselves as we're transforming so that we can have that discipline structure in place that can actually keep us in movement long enough to guide us through the difficult periods towards the time where we get that clear and self-supporting feedback, that feel-good feedback. We don't always get that feel-good feedback right away is what I'm wanting to emphasize here. So having times of discipline to help us to move through the difficulty is really vital for creating the change that we seek. And yet, how can we do so in a way where it doesn't become the health distorting, the unhealthy kinds of discipline that most of us know in our relationship with health, where again it creates a lot of contraction and self-judgment and a sense of trying to live up to something. Instead, can we have the discipline structures that go along with the playful experimental curiosity and all these other ingredients that I've been mentioning? This kind of discipline, when we find it, when we discover it, it actually helps us to feel really empowered and generative because it's really being born from our awakened sense of responsibility. So the 11th one I call remembering we're not alone, which goes to what I was saying in the last one in terms of creating support structures for ourselves. So when we're truly serving our life energy, as I've been outlining, the barriers to leaning into others for help and support drop away because we actually come to know ourselves as an integral player in the entire web of life. And most of the ingredients of transformation that I've been outlining are actualized through connection, through communion with others, through relationship. Whether, again, it be with health professionals, communities of practice, family, partners, friends, as we invite others to really help us to nourish and unleash our vitality, we open in vulnerability to actually receive what we truly need and to be seen in our depths and our fullness. And all of that helps us to come home more fully to conscious embodiment, to consciously inhabit ourselves more fully. So again, this is a direct connection to coming into a place of inhabiting true health. And the final ingredient is linked with absolutely everything. It's the core of it all, and I'm just calling it surrendering and love. So ultimately, all of this is about love. Love is really the essence of who we are and what we're here to be and do. And when we bring the spirit of unconditional love to our relationship with health and with our lives, we come into the sense of tending to ourselves as we would a child, tending to ourselves as we would a child who is learning and opening and coming into who they are in the world. And so how can we hold ourselves with that same love, that same unconditional support? How can we come to feel wonder and awe and an attitude of blessing simply to be nourishing and supporting ourselves, to simply be extending the spirit to all that we do and touch in our lives, starting with how we care for, nourish, and inhabit this incredible miracle of life that each of us is. So this has been sort of a whirlwind taste of what it is that I mean by true health being consciously inhabiting ourselves, coming into a conscious embodiment. And like I said at the beginning, this is a conversation shift that I'm really wanting to be feeding and nourishing and bringing out in the world, because it's crazy making. Our current relationship with health and what's happening in our healthcare system and the ways in which our priorities are shifting, it's crazy making, and it feels insane and disconnected from what truly, truly matters. And when I'm saying what truly matters, it's really at the essence of each of us individually in our lives, and then how that shows up and what we're creating together. What we're creating together is our future at a local level, at a planetary level, everything in between. So I guess I'm putting a call out for us all to pause and reconsider, step backwards a bit, to look more fully at the big picture of what's happening and how it relates with the little mundane everyday choices we make in terms of how we're inhabiting ourselves, in terms of how we're caring for and nourishing the miracle that each of us are, because we all matter. We're all an integral player of life. And the more that each of us can shine and let our life energy express and flourish in whatever way it naturally wants to, it's going to be different for each of us. But that's our contribution to life. And that's our contribution to the flourishing of all of us and all of our collective future. So with that, I think I'm going to stop and open up the line for any questions or comments that might be there. And it can be related to anything that I spoke about tonight or any other concerns, because we have some time. So basically, this is the time where I'm available for some just free contact, question, answer, and I welcome anything that might emerge in the conversation. So at this time, if you wish to say anything, all you have to do is press *6 on your phone. So just *6, and that will unmute you. And I'll just wait for that to happen or wrap up the call if there's no comments.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Yes. So I've listened. I hope that this whole talk that you did is on a tape where I can hear it again and again, because I've been going through a big transformation. It's been about 4 or 5 years, and there's a stuckness to it, and there's pulling together so many of the elements that you've spoken about, and trying in my own journey to get the clarity to fit all the pieces together, and at the same time, you know, heal myself. And I feel that all these elements have to kind of be together inside myself before I go out and want to share them with the world in any meaningful way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I hope that what you just said is will be. I would like to have, you know, access to hear that again, because I jotted down a couple notes, but I also wanted to be present. And because I'd like to reflect on things, because I'm really been going through a very difficult time, and it also because I lost all my resources. I had several traumatic events happen a lot, and everything just got torn from under my feet or even within myself. I can't tell you in 5 minutes all the experiences, and I'm still trying to understand it all, and I'm going to, you know, write a little bit more for clarity, but it's just putting all the pieces together. But when you talk about healthcare too, is that when I lost all my resources, I went into, you know, this social, what's that called, health services, you know, like DHSH. And I'm glad I went through it, but it's horrific. You know, it's not healing people. But also I was reaching out for healing without resources.
Right.
And, you know, I have a background. I've always been, you know, in the natural or acupuncture or eating well. And to see what's going on, you know, for people, for seniors, it's just horrible. And then lately I've taken back, because I saw no help there, and they don't help you because they don't understand that I have the power within myself to heal myself, because I've, you know, had training and kind of, I was part of a research project with Mind and Life, and, well, you know, mental training, and I've had yoga and Tai Chi, and I know all these things. You know, right now I've taken it back as I'm coming back to health. So I'm kind of going through as my own laboratory all the things that you talk about, and I'm determined to show, because I've really talked about, what was the word you used, you know, self, some part of me just started to, I used to always exercise a lot, you know, and I didn't for a couple years now, and I just saw how the body can just come apart through not exercising, and then, but even knowing all this, sometimes people are so wounded that you can't take even your own knowledge to heal yourself without, I think one of my biggest things is another thing you mentioned is the need, you know, the connection with community. It was in your, what was it? You know, remember when we're not alone? When in a lot in our culture, too, they, you know, there's this rugged individualist, or people are so busy and don't want to get involved. But, you know, I've just learned to see how important community and, you know, sharing that love in just a simple way. To me, the most healing thing sometimes is if friends would just call and share the simplest thing they did today, like, I gave a piece of candy to a child. Oh, tell me about it. You know, that's so empowering. I don't know why I'm searching for so much beauty and simplicity all of a sudden, too, you know, that's the real essence of healing and not, you know. So I'm just, I don't know. I've just been, talk about, you know, fragmentation and seeing so many things, and I'm still drawing them together, but I think I'm at that point of trying to take hold myself, which is kind of hard. And maybe that's why I connected with you, that thing about you. What I know I need is like people that think like me, because even though we do take our own health, somehow we need a supportive community. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much. I really appreciate your reflections, and I'm also sorry to hear of kind of how challenging your journey's been. But I'm also hearing in that just that it's been awakening a lot for you. And I well, first to say that this recording will be available. So yeah, you can download it and listen to it as many times as you want to. And
yeah, I want to take notes and reflect, and you know, I'm trying to write and see, because through writing or things, and you know, I'll get clarity, because there's so many concepts, so many things in the world. I think at odds sometimes, like you say, with our own inner wisdom that's talking to us. But then, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's just I gotta go forward, and I have no resources, and it's just it's gonna be real courageous, and nothing's quite clear or at a step yet. So it's a very interesting place to be. It's very scary, and yeah, but at the same time, something I feel is, if I let it, if I keep believing in myself, something very powerful and beautiful is coming, you know? So
mm-hmm.
does that...
Yeah, and I really, I want to honor your courage and sort of moving forward through this time. And I love that you sort of highlighted the element of community for you, because it really, you know, whoever it may be in your life that's already there that you might seek out that can offer you, you know, some containers of support as you begin to find more of the inner resources, you know, to find your way towards the external resources, because I hear that element of your journey right now. And
because I've been trying to do it on my own, or talk about my shoulds. I've always been one that, you know,
mm-hmm.
the strong little one, or, you know, doing it myself. But then, and then, like, part of me tells me there is a community, but I think that I'm stepping back. I say, I did that when I was in my 20s, but I should be doing this. You know, it's all those voices, too, in my head. So just to get clarity is very important. But
mm-hmm.
I think I need to interact with people that share that, like you talk about, that quality of love and community,
mm-hmm.
so that I don't, somehow I'm maybe doubting its worth within myself, because I get people around me that are condescending or something, you know what I mean? They're not connecting with it, although I know they want to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess what I would say in response is that, you know, there's such a power of healing for all of us to come into relationship with others, whether it's one-on-one or in community, you know, that it just feels to me like it's innately in us. We're communal creatures, and there's so much in the realm of health that, you know, has been emphasized as, you know, it's become kind of a solo journey, the health journey. And one of the things that I've been exploring through Vital Medicine and the different things that I offer is how do we shift that? Because I recognized in my own health journey just how incredibly powerful different kind of transformative learning communities I've been in have been. And so it's outside of what's considered the healthcare system, and yet some of the healing that I've had that's been the most powerful has come from those kinds of containers of learning and growth, and have actually helped me to actualize myself more fully, and that's translated into physical, mental, emotional, you know, just basically whole being healing. And so, you know, I'm creating different kinds of programs within my offerings that allow for that intimate container support on our health journeys in a more explicit way. And so we all can, you know, create that, find that for ourselves, and sometimes, you know, it's helpful when we can find, you know, a structure of support that's already there, you know, that's specifically for that. So I love that you're kind of opening to perhaps it's time to really invite that in and create that more fully for yourself.
That's a big step, because it's going somewhere else, but it's a community that I think will give me, yeah, time, well, first of all, because when I well, there's one lady that she's actually a Rosie. Do you know Joan Halifax in Santa Fe, Upaya?
Yeah, I've never met her, but yeah, I've heard great things about her.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I talked to her, I wrote a couple emails, and it like she honors the things I say, and so I need to be around a community that, do you know what I mean, that are, what do I want to say, that are, I guess, just living my own values, you know, that support that, that part of me that so strongly I believe in and want to flourish and give to the world, you know. I just don't think I'm in the right environment, but I don't know yet where to go. And it's a very strange place to be, but I guess that it'll be perfect. And when I look back, it's just that I just long so much to be expressing this part of myself, you know, that's my potential and flourishing by giving it to others, but I'm really disconnected. I don't know many people here in Seattle, so I need to be somewhere, but
I
think just even talking to you, there's, you know, like a reinforcement of certain values in myself that are jumping out of my body. That's how I can explain it as I'm talking to you. But when they jump out, I want to, like, play ball with someone that throws the ball back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm throwing stuff out, and people are just, you know what I mean? So it's just definitely I need some kind of connection with the same energy force, you know, to drag, because what's happening is otherwise I'm doing it now with my hand. It's like I'm going into myself. I'm kind of dying. I'm hurting. You know what I mean? I'm going back. I'm going into myself and feeling very isolated. Yeah. So what do you have? So I'm just sharing. Am I sharing the right things? I'm sharing that. I think I'm sharing that's related to your talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I really appreciate your vulnerability in sharing all this. And I really sense kind of what you were just speaking, like that what I shared tonight has kind of ignited something in you, kind of maybe feeling more of a readiness that it's time to bring in or seek out or shift some of what's happening in your life circumstances to really support your own healing and emergence. And so I want to honor that and also say, you know, that, yeah, it's one step at a time that we find our way through this. And I really hope that you seek out and find the support that you need, and certainly let me know if I can be of any support to you as you move forward. And I'm really grateful that you showed up on the call tonight. And like I said, I'll be sharing the recording afterwards, so you'll be able to continue to digest, because I did include a lot in a short period of time just as an outline, and you know, any one of those points could go into a lot of depth with, and I intend to in the future to be writing a lot around each of those points to flesh them out and provide more concrete examples and things to help people to really taste and feel what I'm pointing at in their own life experience, and to begin to open to a whole new way of holding themselves. And like I said, as I started, this really is all being born from me living this experiment myself. And I'm just like loving what I'm experiencing and seeing as I'm coming into living this more fully, you know, day to day, and feeling how it just pops me out of just of these orientations that, you know, have been so entrenched in myself and that I see so entrenched around me. And I want to support us all in really coming to know this way of being in relationship with ourselves, this way of embracing this opportunity for true health. And that includes, I just want to say, I recognize that I did, because this is a brief talk and I had a particular emphasis on it, you know, I do want to acknowledge that there are incredible gifts in our current health and medical paradigm. Like, it's amazing where technology has taken us and the opportunities that we have to lean into that when we need it. It's more the emphasis of my talk was more around the entire orientation that we're holding for ourselves and for each other and for our future on this planet, and just the emphasis that feels way out of balance in terms of where our attention is going, that might not be serving any of us, and really calling out the possibility for us all to be thriving, for us all to be really living into our potentials and to feel what it feels like to really be in alignment with our own vitality in life.
So. Yeah, I think part of this, because the last few years, yes, is I've been, you know, just, I mean, I'm really fortunate. I was part of a research project where we did intense meditation with UC Davis and, you know, Dalai Lama and them, and we were hooked up to EEGs. And I saw when all my mind and emotions were quiet, I came back home and it looked like the world had changed. There was so much love, but I realized I'd changed. But when you say, you know, like things are so entrenched, you know, mm-hmm. it's so true, because even with the research, after about 6 months, most of the people kind of go back into their own behaviors because, you know, all our fears, all our, you know, fear is a good one. But, you know, all this stuff that we've been, how do I say, we've been bringing to life, you know, it's so much what we're used to and in interacting with life. And, you know, it kind of comes back and takes over. And then when I was so isolated, I think it really took over. A lot of stuff came up. But maybe, like you say, this is the whole laboratory. It's like I'm going through it myself and had to go through all these things. And now I want to take the empowerment, and this is where you're ringing a bell, because I'm really, but, you know, seeing what's going on inside myself, but taking that inner power, that inner wisdom that knows, and the gifts that I have to really get to my own health, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then also to bring that, because I see some wonderful things going on in the world, you know, like, you know, Wisdom 2.0, like where wisdom teachers and technology people, you know, are coming together and having dialogue, and it's just, I'm, there's so many good things going on, and somewhere, somehow, I'm in the future, you know, want to be part of, like, I guess you are in your way, part of that transformation, and bring what my whole life has given me, the insight and wisdom, but really getting clarity enough before I, you know, right now I'm still kind of feel like a ping pong ball bouncing against the all the differences, you know, the different concepts, the world views, how do they fit as a whole picture, you know. So anyway, that's kind of what I'm going through, but maybe I'll go through and read. Thank you so much, because I'll go back and read and see what you're doing, because I sense you have, there's something you're seeing, you know, and maybe if I relate to that, you know, through your website, or I don't know where it'll go from there, you know, maybe we're all trying, and there's a few, you know, all of us trying to break through something, you know, because some light is pulling us. Does that make any mm-hmm. sense to you?
Yes.
So what should I do next? Just keep.
Yeah. Well, I love everything you're saying, Jerry, and I.
I'm just struggling, and I'm so hurt in my solar plexus, which I believe solar plexus happened to do with your life force, right?
Yeah,
I feel so stuck, and there's so much I want to do, and I'm so stuck, and it's hurting so deep. And yet, maybe I just need to keep going through this too. You mentioned something about, you know, just to get that clarity, you got to go through all this, maybe, right?
Yeah, you know, our lives are really mysterious in terms of, you know, how how we transform and how we heal and how we come into ourselves more fully. And and I love that, you know, you shared quite a bit with us on the call tonight, and I just want to, we need to wrap things up now, but I want to acknowledge just the example of what you're sharing and just how challenging it can be to be in these transitional times, but also just the sense of your own vision of what's possible. And I feel your vitality in terms of sort of that yearning and strength to move yourself forward to it. And in terms of resources, I do have some other resources on my website. I'll be having more as time goes on. I have a lot of ideas of what I want to be offering on there that will be free as well as inexpensive ways for people to kind of work with what I'm speaking to on their own or with minimal support. And I right now on my website, which is vitalmedicine.com, if you go there and you click on, basically on the home page, you'll see a link for free audio downloads.
Uh-huh.
And so I have a number of different talks now that are just, you know, this one will be up there soon that you can download. There's also a few blog posts. I don't have a lot so far, but there are a few up there that might also stimulate things in you. And, definitely just be in touch, you know, as you're moving forward, and let me know if I can be of more support. And for all of you who are listening in at another time, same goes for you. Please know that I'm here, and I want to support us all. And as Jerry was just saying, kind of breaking through and really coming into this way of holding ourselves with loving service to these lives, this life energy that is uniquely expressing through each of us, and that we each, you know, are able to thrive and flourish and be as whole as we're able to as we move through our lives. And so thank you all for joining in this learning together. And I'm always open to feedback or conversation if you want to send me an email at deb@vitalmedicine.com or give me a call at 360-389-2182 if I can be of further support to you. So wish you a lovely evening, and until next time.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks.